DeepEnglish.com. Amazing Animals. Active Speaking Part A. Heroes come in all shapes and sizes. What shapes and sizes do heroes come in? Heroes come in all shapes and sizes. Take, for example, a small pigeon named Cher Ami, who saved the lives of hundreds during wartime. What animal saved the lives of hundreds during wartime? A small pigeon saved the lives of hundreds during wartime. What was the pigeon's name? The pigeon's name was Cher Ami. The brave bird became famous during World War I for her heroic actions under fire. Did the brave bird become famous during World War II? No, the brave bird didn't become famous during World War II. The brave bird became famous during World War I. Why did the bird become famous? The bird became famous for her heroic actions under fire. The English translation of the French Cher Ami is dear friend. To the soldiers whose lives she saved, the bird was indeed their dearest friend. Is the English translation of Cher Ami dear enemy? No, the English translation of Cher Ami isn't dear enemy. The English translation of Cher Ami is dear friend. To the soldiers whose lives she saved, was the bird their dearest friend? Yes, to the soldiers whose lives she saved, the bird was their dearest friend. In modern cities, pigeons are sometimes thought of as vermin. That was not the case during the First World War. What are pigeons often thought of as in modern cities? Pigeons are often thought of as vermin in modern cities. Was that the case during the First World War? No, that wasn't the case during the First World War. The British Army once employed over 100,000 pigeons and 370 pigeon handlers. How many pigeons did the British Army employ? The British Army employed over 100,000 pigeons. Did the British Army employ 370 pigeon cleaners? No. The British Army didn't employ 370 pigeon cleaners. The British Army employed 370 pigeon handlers. Their purpose was to communicate messages to and from the battlefield. What was their purpose during the war? Their purpose was to communicate messages to and from the battlefield. Thousands of these noble and brave birds served and died in the First World War. How many birds served and died in the First World War? Thousands of birds served and died in the First World War. Were the birds noble and silly? No, the birds weren't noble and silly. The birds were noble and brave. They saved the lives of thousands of soldiers. They also influenced many key moments in the war. What did they save? They saved the lives of thousands of soldiers. What else did they do? They also influenced many key moments in the war. The pigeons were under constant enemy fire. They were often shot and suffered horrific injuries. Were the pigeons under constant friendly fire? No, the pigeons weren't under constant friendly fire. The pigeons were under constant enemy fire. They were often shot and suffered horrific injuries. Were they often shot at? Yes, they were often shot at. What did they suffer? They suffered horrific injuries. The fearless pigeons still had a 95% success rate in delivering their messages. Could the pigeons deliver most of their messages? Yes, the pigeons could deliver most of their messages. What was their success rate in delivering their messages? Their success rate was 95% in delivering their messages. Many injured and fatigued pigeons made dozens of journeys. They would deliver their crucial messages. How many journeys did many injured and fatigued pigeons make? many injured and fatigued pigeons made dozens of journeys. Were the messages unimportant? No, the messages weren't unimportant. The messages were crucial. Shortly after, they would sometimes die from exhaustion and wounds. What would sometimes happen after they delivered their messages? They would sometimes die from exhaustion and wounds after they delivered their messages. The war's most celebrated pigeon was Cher Ami. In October 1918, she saved the lives of 200 American soldiers. Who was the war's most celebrated pigeon? The war's most celebrated pigeon was Cher Ami. What did she do in October 1918? She saved the lives of 200 American soldiers in October 1918. The men had become trapped behind enemy lines with little food or ammunition. Where were the men trapped? The men were trapped behind enemy lines. Did the men have a lot of food and ammunition? No, the men didn't have a lot of food and ammunition. The men had little food and ammunition. Even worse, the men were being bombed by their own side, who were unaware of their location. How did the situation become worse? The situation became worse because the men were being bombed by their own side. Was their own side aware of the location? No, their own side wasn't aware of their location. They desperately needed to get word to their own side to stop bombing. What did they desperately need to do to get their own side to stop bombing? They desperately needed to get word to their own side to stop bombing. After two other pigeons had been shot down, only Cher Ami remained to send their crucial message. How many pigeons were shot down before they sent Cher Ami? Two other pigeons were shot down before they sent Cher Ami. Was Cher Ami the last pigeon left to send their crucial message? Yes, Cher Ami was the last pigeon left to send their crucial message. Flying into the heavy enemy fire, she too was shot. The Americans watched as their last chance at getting help crashed back to Earth. Did she fly into light enemy fire? No, she didn't fly into light enemy fire. She flew into heavy enemy fire. What happened to her? She was shot. Did the Americans cheer as their last chance of getting help crashed back to Earth? No, the Americans didn't cheer as their last chance at getting help crashed back to Earth. The Americans watched as their last chance of getting help crashed back to Earth. Amazingly, the injured bird picked herself up and took flight again. Did the injured bird give up and stay on the ground? No, the injured bird didn't give up and stay on the ground. The injured bird picked herself up and took flight again. She succeeded in flying the 25 miles to headquarters in 25 minutes, but at great cost. How many miles did she succeed in flying to headquarters? She succeeded in flying 25 miles to headquarters. How long did it take her? It took her 25 minutes. Was it at low cost? No, it wasn't at low cost. It was at great cost. She was shot through the chest, missing an eye, dripping with blood, and hopping on one leg. Where was she shot? She was shot through the chest. What was she missing? She was missing an eye. Was she dripping with sweat and hopping on one leg? No, she wasn't dripping with sweat and hopping on one leg. She was dripping with blood and hopping on one leg.